True, the same is the light of guidance and the ship of salvation.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special. Every day for 15 minutes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, all over the world, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from the series of today's special from IRB English Radio. Since we're approaching the days of 40th day of martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, this very show, inshallah, is going to be dedicated to this topic. So, brothers and sisters, once again, I'd like to offer our condolences on martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and his loyal companions.
Standing here alone on a land so far from home, place where angels cry, while little children die. Hussein said goodbye, praying some of them survive the torture and the heat. They come there to watch him leave. They cry out, Hussein, ya Hussein.
Today, Monday, is the 15th of Safar, 1441 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 22nd of Mehr, 1398, of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 14th of October, 2019, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Dear brothers and sisters, in order to bless the show, let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran from chapter Fajr, verses 27 to 30.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
To the righteous it will be said, O reassured soul, return to your Lord, well pleased and pleasing to Him. And enter among my righteous servants. And enter my paradise.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran. And now, a quick look at these noble verses of the Holy Quran. Some commentators believe that the objective point of come back to your Lord, irji'i ila rabbik, is returning to his virtue and mercy. But it is better to say return to him himself as to be placed close to him, which is a spiritual return, not a corporal or a spatial one. Does this invitation to return to the Lord occur only in the hereafter, or at the time of departure of the soul from the body? This is a question that we have to ask and now answer to this question. The context of the verses, of course, refers to the hereafter, but the meaning of the verse by itself is broad and general.
عظم الله أجورنا وأجوركم بمصابنا بيبي الأحرار سيد الشهداء أبي عبد الله الحسين وجعلنا من المنتظمين بمصابهم مع إمامهن منصورهن من آل محمد.
Performing an act for a continuous period of 40 days is known to help one to not just from habit, but also to carry on the practice for the rest of his life. If we look at the studies dealing with bringing a lifestyle change, we notice the time period emphasized to bring about a change is usually 6 weeks, which is about the same time period as 40 days. Thus, as we perform the ziyarat of Arba'een and commemorate the Arba'een 40 days of mourning of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, we hope and pray that this 40 days of remembrance of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam brings about a transformation in us by which we can continue to follow the path of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and carry on his message of upholding justice with true faith and a strong sense of sacrifice.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. Regarding the great walk to Karbala on Arba'een, it must be indicated that this incident is indeed a great phenomenon in its own right. This is simply because, for example, in the Hajj ceremony in Arabia, people who go there, get together in Mecca and Medina, they amount to around 3 million people. However, in the case of Arba'een, at least over 20 million people go to Karbala. They flock from almost everywhere in the world to Karbala. And it must be indicated whether this is for a religious belief or for commemoration of a great historic event in the past, for the sake of conveying any political message. Whichever way we interpret it, the great walk to Karbala is indeed a unique phenomenon in the whole world. At the same time, it deserves mention that going on pilgrimage on foot is a meritorious job, in the sense that going a great dignitary, a great figure on foot, at least in the Oriental cultures, in the Asian cultures, it means that the visitor is really very devoted to the visitee. It means that the person who goes to meet someone and prefers to go on foot not only expresses his or her appreciation, recognition, and submission to the visitee, rather it conveys more than courtesy, politeness, and humbleness. Because of this, we find that in Shiite Islamic ceremonies, we find that going on pilgrimage to the sacred shrines is very much significant in the sense that it's regarded as part of the rituals that must be undertaken and must be enacted.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad وعجل فرجه والعن وأهلك أعداءه أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Some parts of Ziyarat al-Arba'een.
As-salamu ala waliyy Allah wa habibih As-salamu ala khaleel Allah wa najibih As-salamu ala safiyy Allah wa ibn safiyyih السلام على الحسين المظلوم الشهيد السلام على أسير الكربات وقتيل العبرات اللهم إني أشهد أنه وليك وابن وليه وصفيك وابن صفيه والفائز بكرامته.
Peace be upon the intimate servant of Allah and his most beloved. Peace be upon the friend of Allah and his elite. Peace be upon the choice of Allah and son of his choice. Peace be upon Al-Husayn, the wronged and martyred. Peace be upon the captive of agonies and victim of the shed tears. O Allah, I do bear witness that he is verily your deputy and son of your deputy, your choice and son of your choice, and the winner of your honoring.
أكرمته بالشهادة وحبوته بالسعادة واجتبيته بطيب الولادة وجعلته سيدا من السادة وقائدا من القادة وذائدا من الذادة وأعطيته مباريث الأنبياء وجعلته حجة على خلقك من الأغصياء.
You have honored him with martyrdom, endued him with happiness, privileged him with legitimate birth, made him one of the chiefs, one of the leaders, and one of the defenders of your religion, gave him the inheritances of the prophets, and chose him as argument against your created beings, and one of the prophets' successors.
As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn wa ala ashab al-Husayn.
Arba'een procession and its importance. Dear brothers and sisters, in this item we're trying to talk about the procession of Arba'een, the news of which is being heard here and there, and many of Mu'mineen and believers are trying to attend this great procession and inshallah be blessed with the thawab and rewards of such a ziyar and such a great act of worship. Good for those who are now on their way towards Karbala and those specifically from Najaf to Karbala. The occasion of Harba'een reminds the faithful of the core message behind Imam al-Hussein's martyrdom, establishing justice and fighting injustice, no matter what his incarnation, a message that strongly influenced subsequent Shia uprisings against the tyranny of Umayyad and Abbasid rule. These 40 days are a suitable opportunity for people to develop the love of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and hate his murderers in their hearts. 40 consecutive days from Ashura up to Arba'een also is a national ceremony of aversion announcement from oppressors of the history.
As-salamu alayka ya Sayyida Shuhada. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله.
Dear brothers and sisters, I hope to see all of you, inshallah, on the way of Najaf to Karbala in the Arba'een procession. Okay, till our next show, dear brothers and sisters, I leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Oh.